day with my personal coaches. Those are colleagues in the Sandler organization, right? Those are people I've hired to help me think in a different light. And those are even my clients. What's interesting is my clients hold me accountable as well. And I learn as much from them as they do from me, right? So it's really a two-way street. But don't try to figure it out all for yourself. There's a lot of people who could give you some great advice and just help you think through the best decision for you and your family and your business.
No, I think that's a great sound advice for folks, and go to those trusted partners. Go to those folks that you have a relationship with and those organizations as well.
There's so many resources, and Chris, just your organization in and of itself, you know, it's you guys, and my hat's off to you. You have put together this wealth of information through the resources that you work with, where I can't emphasize enough the need to stay current, to see what's going on with your business, the resources that are available for these small businesses through your website. So I urge everybody to really make sure they take advantage of that, because that's really where you're going to get a lot of facts. You're going to get a lot of understanding of what's happening that can help people.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't reconvene the Senate early to accept an article of impeachment, ensuring a trial won't take place until after President Trump leaves office. The House is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida saying,
"This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the president's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division."
The Ohio State University is announcing a discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus. Researchers say this strain carries a mutation identical to the UK variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Israel is continuing to defend itself in the Middle East.
Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parler, the social media alternative to Twitter, has reportedly found web hosting refuge after the platform was booted from Amazon's web hosting services. After the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Parler became the central target of big tech over allegations that it was hosting content that helped incite the violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a vote to impeach President Trump for the second time is set to take place later this afternoon in Washington, D.C. During debate on the House floor, Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says Democrats are wanting to impeach the president because of his accomplishments.
We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time one week before he leaves office. Why? Why? Politics and the fact that they want to cancel the president. The president who cut taxes, the president who reduced regulations, the president prior to COVID had the greatest economy, lowest unemployment in 50 years, the president who got us out of the Iran deal, put the embassy in Jerusalem, brought hostages home from North Korea, put three great justices on the Supreme Court, gave us a new NAFTA agreement, the Abraham Accords, the COVID vaccine, and who built the wall. It's about politics.
Former California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer tells Axios she will deregister as a foreign agent for a Chinese surveillance firm accused of abetting in the country's mass internment of Uyghur Muslims. President-elect Joe Biden's inaugural committee also said they're refunding a donation from Boxer. Boxer last served in Congress in 2017. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome back. I can't believe I'm actually doing this, and hopefully we have good volume. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. This is the first episode in Season 7 of Modern Design. And as you all know, the world kind of stopped. I did my last show the last Wednesday in February. Then, unfortunately, went on a cruise the first week of March out of New York City. You can imagine how that worked out. And have been off the air for 9 months. And very much miss it, very much miss the base, very much to talk about and get back acquainted. A lot of things have changed at the studio here. In fact, the studio itself changed. We have a brand new building, state-of-the-art. I'm actually sitting on seats that have chairs that have tags on them all around. Everything smells and is brand new in a new building on the compound in the back. So a lot to get used to and a lot to talk about. Iran during the week, for those of you that follow Modern Design or follow me on social media, Iran last year's broadcast this week on the watch party once or twice, so people could sort of reacquaint themselves with our program. Our program is all about design and building and what you can do to your home, your office, or your commercial space to make it better. I've been an interior designer and a contractor for the past now 24 years, working mostly in the tri-state area. Everything from kitchens, which I do mostly now, and bathrooms, to painting and window treatments and moldings. I did a lot of fireplaces in the last couple of months. In fact, we're doing one today in Princeton, New Jersey, and at the same time, one in Warren, New Jersey. People are really getting into their homes. So we're going to feel our way around today. Our topic is going to be sort of two topics. We're going to talk about, number one is life after COVID, and then if we have some time, we're going to talk about today's show will be about what to do after the Christmas tree goes down and decorating. Now, it is a new studio. It's new equipment, new everything for me, and because of COVID, I don't get to have my producer, Connor Lake, with me, so we're going to go a little bit slow today just to know that we're getting used to everything, but I'm so glad to have you back. I see that people are watching, and of course, as is always with our program, after this records, it does become a podcast, and I will run it a couple of times. We're going to have wonderful, wonderful guests this year. I have Bill Scott from Remax, who's going to be a guest in a couple of weeks. He's a top realtor in the Shore market, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the Shore market and all about that. We're going to talk to lots of different people in the industry. We're going to talk to a couple of people, Ariel at Bridgewater Marble and Granite. And we're going to talk about countertops, and now new things are coming in with countertops. So we're going to be talking all about that. We're going to be talking about color. You know, color is starting to come back. Pantone did something very interesting. If people don't know what Pantone is, it's sort of the standard for what color is. And this year's color is something very interesting. I think I told you last year, if you had watched the broadcast that I did last year at this time, that I'm a color forecaster for the Benjamin Moore Company. That is, I'm a part of the think tank that thinks about the new colors and gets educated ahead of time on what's popular. And last year in 2020, they were telling us for 2020, we were going to see a return to optimistic bright colors. With the grays, we were going to see sunny yellows and citrus greens and soft pinks and lots of blues and beautiful colors, sort of a return to optimism. Then, of course, the plague hit and everything kind of changed. For this year, Pantone, who is the standard of all colors for all companies, came out with something they've never done before. They've done a hybrid of two colors, and that is a combination of a gray and then a very bright sunny yellow, yellow and gray. Now, yellow and gray happen to be one of my favorite color combinations, and in my project in Princeton, we've decided to go with that wonderful pop of strong yellow with the gray and a little bit of navy and bring that all together. But the reason that they had suggested that we were going to do gray and yellow is sort of kind of denoting what's going on in the world, how we certainly have a vaccine now, so there's a lot of optimism in the world. But yet, of course, we've come from darkness. So the combination of the gray, which is what the past year has been, 2020, and now going into a new sunny positive economic period. So that's very exciting. It's rewarding to see that people are looking ahead. A lot of good things are happening. And we have a lot to talk about today. I'm going to go to some commercial messages and get reset, and then we're going to have a lot to talk about today is getting back to the swing of things and also what to do when your Christmas tree comes down. We'll be back with more messages after these messages. Bye-bye.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi, and we are back. It's almost like my first day of school. You know how the first day of school, you wear that beautiful new sweater, and then you get there, and it's sort of like 89 degrees in the classroom, and you feel miserable because you're reacquainting yourself with the world, and everything seems a little bit different. I went to Catholic school, and I remember coming back in after the long summer holiday and then smelling the sort of the wax on the floor. I know anybody can relate to me on that. You smell the waxed floors and all that. the work that had been done during the summer, and everything was new again. Well, I tell you, I sort of really have to focus today on getting through our first program because so much is new at WHCRDB. We have beautiful, new, bright, state-of-the-art studios, freshly built. We're in a new room, and actually, it looks like Gulliford Green. It's a beautiful, sort of a citrusy green. I really like this color a lot. And we have designated studios now just for what we're doing. It's a beautiful new build here and kind of exciting. That means all the equipment is new, the setup is new, everything is new. And because of the COVID protocols, I don't have a producer, so we're really going to work very hard on making the programs better. And of course, each week it will get better and better. For those of you who are just tuning into my program, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Design Build in Ringgoes, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, right next to Lamberville, right off that main corridor there of 20231. I share my space with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting, who's been in that same general area for 30 years. And together we have a wonderful setup where I can offer you not only wonderful accessories and things for your home right on site, consultations done on site, as well as the best lighting you'll ever find. You know, lighting stores really have gone away. There were so many lighting stores in the Flemington area. There was Capital. There were other stores in the area that carried lighting, but they've all seemed to go away. Flemington Fan and Lighting is not like other lighting stores. It's more of a lighting boutique. We have the best, the most interesting, innovative, and unusual lighting that you could possibly imagine. So come check it out. Come say hi to me. Again, we're at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey. We're right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. We're sort of on the border of Flemington and Ringgoes, right on the highway there. And we're next to Fred Bean's Toyota. Come visit us and take a look at what's happening. Our topic today, or our scheduled topic today, is what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. And I talked a little bit about this last year, but I'm going to repeat myself a year later. And talking about remembering growing up and what it was like on January 3rd or 4th when you went back to school and had your first day back at school, and when you came home off the bus, you would notice every house would have a Christmas tree with maybe a little tinsel left. I'm showing my age, a little tinsel left on it, and that it was over. And I don't know why the phenomenon exists, but it exists every year, is that before Christmas, Thanksgiving comes, the house looks beautiful. Christmas comes, the house looks spectacular. January comes, after the 6th, of course, which is the Epiphany, little Christmas, and you start to take the Christmas stuff down, you begin to notice that room that looked wonderful in November looks boring and drab in January. Most people tell me that there's sort of a dullness that comes when what was there, back to what was there before doesn't look as good anymore. So I've come up with a list, which I do all the time. I'm very fortunate this year that we were working New Year's Eve during the day, of course. We were working right after the New Year's Day holiday and really going into it. And I've come up with a list of ideas that I want to go over with you guys today of things that you can do to freshen when you transition from Christmas. You know, it's a tough time of year in the Northeast because when we go from Christmas being over, we're not going right into something that's really thriving. We go into this sort of dormant period, January, February, and then by March it starts to open up, but those 8 weeks are often quite dark, right? So you have the darkness, which you have to contend with, sometimes seasonal depression, which often happens with darkness when there's less light and cold weather. And nothing is growing outside, so when you take a look at the outdoor spaces, I'm looking here because WHCR has beautiful gardens and wonderful holly and lots of things around, but not much is blooming at this time of year. It's sort of a good way to psych yourself out by doing some things both outside and the inside of the house and start celebrating January. January and February can be tough months. February has Valentine's Day, which is celebratory. January has some wonderful and important holidays, but it's not typically a beautiful period of time. It's a period of often dieting. It's a period of often getting bills from the holidays, and it's often a sort of a darker period. So I say let's counteract that in decorating by doing wonderful things. So one of the things that I was going to suggest is it's a great time. It's a new year. A lot of us take a look at ourselves and our bodies and say, okay, we're going to get it in shape. We're going to get a haircut. We're going to lose weight. We're going to do that type of thing. But do that same thing to your home. Evaluate, number one on my list, what to do when the Christmas tree comes down and you vacuum and everything is put away, is evaluate your home. Take a look around. Take a look at what's working for you. Maybe you're noticing some cracks. Maybe you're noticing some discoloration, some dirt on the walls. Maybe the carpet needs to be replaced. Maybe there's a big spot. Somebody during the holidays dropped cranberry sauce, and there's a big spot on your dining room rug. Lots of things can happen during the holidays, and you know, just wear and tear of living. So January is a good month to evaluate your rooms. Number two on my list, what to do when the Christmas tree comes down, is paint in January. You know what? There's a new trend coming where we're slightly returning to color again. And let me tell you, folks, it's not blue in one room, green in the next room, pink in the next room. It's not that. We haven't gone back to where we were. Most decorating will tell you neutrals throughout and then small areas with some of the new brighter colors is the way we're going. So, for example, especially with these open floor plans, if you have a newer home and it was an open floor plan, I probably still would paint you with a gray, a grayish, or even a neutral beige. You're going to start to see some of the beiges come back in. Taupes and beiges are going to come back in addition with the gray. Through the body of the house, still with very crisp white trim. These days I use Benjamin Moore's Super White and the similar one in Sherwin-Williams, and white ceilings. But the offset rooms are getting beautiful shades of blues and greens and now sometimes soft pinks and yellows. And you're going to start to see that's going to become a trend. You're going to start to see a little bit of paint color again, which I am so happy is going to happen. You're also going to see people using it as accent walls. So when people are painting maybe their fireplace wall, maybe they'll throw a navy on the back there, or maybe a spruce green on the back there, unusual and soft and interesting colors to work with the neutral grays and or tan tones that they're doing with their space. Another thing about painting in January is it's probably the best month to paint your home because the contractors and painters are typically the slowest in January, specifically January and February, and can give you greater availability and better pricing. A lot of people in December get nervous. They call me as an interior designer and they say, do you have any work for me in January after the holiday? And I'm lucky to say I do, and I have everybody working now because people are spending money on their homes. One of the things that happened, I do believe, with this tragedy of pandemic is that people had to spend a lot of time in their homes. And I think they did what I just said in number one on our list is evaluating your home. When people realize that they may be in their home more going forward, even after the pandemic is over, because the world has changed a little bit, they decided that they wanted to do things. Now, I'm not alone. It's not an anomaly just with me. I'm not alone in the fact that contractors are busy this year more than they ever have been because people have decided to put their money in their homes. Perhaps you were working in a corporate park somewhere and they had you working from home since March. Corporate parks are very expensive. Rentals are very expensive. You're going to see more and more people are working from home permanently. And if there's a couple, that's two people working from home, which can be a challenge. So that home offices are creating maybe separate designated spaces for two people to work from home is very much trending now. The second thing that happened is gyms closed. I haven't been at Planet Fitness, and it shows for 9 months. Home gyms. People are looking to set up home gyms in their space. There has been a trend, I would say, for the past 7 years or so, I would say, where the big houses were going out of fashion. People were People were looking to downsize. In fact, in the last 7 years, especially being in the state of New Jersey where it is more expensive to live, I was getting a lot of houses ready to sell. People were either moving out of the area to where there was a lower tax base, or if they were staying in the area, they were taking that big 5,000 square foot home and then scaling down, even if it was a 2,500 square foot home, and living in spaces that were more open but a lot less square footage. Well, that sort of turned a little bit. It hasn't completely turned, but people are starting to realize, if I'm going to spend the lion's share of my time during the day and the week and so on, or all the time for a while anyway, in my home, I want places to go in my home. I want things that I can do in my home, both inside and outside. Right now we're focusing on inside because it's January. But this has become a thing that has really changed, I think, the way people live, and the change happened so quickly because of the pandemic. Trends are changing. People are more into their kitchens now than ever. What did everybody start doing starting in March when pandemic set in and we weren't leaving the house? People that never cooked before started to cook, and cooking has become very, more than ever. Now, cooking was on its trend. The people, everybody who wasn't a trained chef was learning how to cook. But cooking and your kitchen and utensils and having a good kitchen and having it be functional and having enough seating in your kitchen is critical right now, because people are home in that same space, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So it's really, people are very much updating their kitchens, changing their kitchens, growing their kitchens, changing out their cooktop. One of the things that I worked with a lot this year was taking out people's existing cooktop, I'm sorry, and doing a induction cooktop. And if for those of you that don't know what that is actually cooking with electric, which was in years past considered less desirable. But the system is such that you have to buy a set of pots that that work with the system. And you have sort of a flat glass sheet, as you would years ago, with just electric cooking. The difference is that surface does not get hot. The only connection is between where the bottom of the pot hits the cooktop. And then there's sort of a bond that happens there. And things happen very efficiently and very quickly. In fact, you can boil water if you're somebody that makes pasta a lot or does a lot of tea. Sometimes as quick as a minute or a minute and a half, you have boiling water. I'm in love with this. This is perfect if you have young children or pets. If a pet runs across your cooktop, perhaps it's in your island, they're not going to get burned. If a child is leaning or doing homework, no one's going to get burnt. It's very safe and it's very quick. So induction cooking is something that I'm seeing people ask me for in cooktops now. Bathrooms. I think this year I did more bathrooms than any year in my 24-year career. People have really gotten into their homes, which is a wonderful thing to say. And it's funny, on the real estate front, as I said, one of my first guests here in the next couple of weeks will be Bill Scott with RE/MAX Realtors, is people have the expectation now that their kitchens and bathrooms will be like a model. And that's whether the house is maybe 5 years old or 105 years old. People have the expectation, and I don't know what this exactly has to do with, but people have the expectation when they buy a home, whether it be brand new turnkey or resale, that those resale homes are like models on the inside. So it really has put the onus on all of us that own a property to put the time in, to make the changes, and to upgrade your kitchens and baths specifically. So very interesting how the world has changed and so quickly. We're going to take a couple more commercial messages, and I'll be back. Our phone lines are open. If somebody would like to call into the program, the number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410, and we'll be back after these brief commercial messages.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi, and it is first day back at school. We are actually back in studio, although we're in brand new studios, brand new equipment, brand new system, brand new everything, so I'm struggling through and really trying to give you the best that I can give you today. It is exciting to be back. I've so missed sharing every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m., sharing with you guys some of my insights, some of the things that I am working on, what's trending, of course, having wonderful guests in and learning. You know, every time I do this program and I have a guest in, I learn just as much as you do, and I do learn from our people that do call in, my audience that sometimes calls in or sometimes doesn't call in, they're shy, but ask me questions about what's trending and what's going on. Our topic today, our first topic back, happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. And we had said, start to evaluate. January is a good evaluation month. So it's very good to evaluate in January. And then one of the things you can do, and I always say one of the least expensive things that you can do in paint, especially in January, it's a good time to do it. More people are available. This year is sort of an anomaly, and they're not as always as available. But still, you're going to get your best prices in the winter months to do some painting. The second thing, the third thing on my list is change out your accessories. Most of us have switched over the past 5 years, including myself, to a very gray or a grayish palette. And the way you bring in new life to a space is to change the accessories. Now, we've told you in years past, and this still holds true, that people are doing less accessories, but they're larger. And that holds true to a lot of things. One of the things that have been trending for a long time now is pendant lighting. And pendant lighting over over an island in particular is something people are looking to do. In fact, just about at the end of the year, I did change out where my island was. I had a beautiful wrought iron pot rack. I took that all down, and I put in two beautiful industrial black pendants. Really updated the space. You know, sometimes you don't have to do everything. You can do things in stages or small things. From Flemington Fan and Lighting, they have these great quality ones. They have a little bit of a nickel on them, but they're mostly black, and they really changed the space. They brought more light to the space. But they created a new, a more updated, a more streamlined look. And I did two very large pendants in a very big area. That's one of the things that's trending. Instead of having multiple pendants, as people were doing in the past, just two. Bigger accessories, but just two. Same things hold true with what's on your mantle or what's on your sideboard, what's on your table. People are scaling down. They're doing colorful accessories, but less of them. So that's definitely something that you can change out your accessories. Get rid of clutter. January is the best month to get rid of clutter. Get some boxes out. Donate things. Throw them out. Get a dumpster. That's one of the things that I plan on doing next month. I think probably the first week in February, I'm getting a dumpster, a small 10-yard dumpster, and anything that I don't use anymore is going to go away.
People say if you don't use something in 6 months, it's a good sign, unless it's Christmas stuff. It's a good sign that maybe you should just get rid of it, donate it, do something else with it, but get rid of it. Changing the clutter, getting rid of the clutter does not only a lot for your room, but it does a lot for your mental health. To really feel when you come into your house good, you don't have stumbling blocks. You can get into your garage because there's not clutter in your garage. You can walk through your house and not having any impediments. So that's something else that you can definitely do. New bedding. For years and years, the retail stores always would do white sales in January. Change your sheets, change your bedding. It's a great time to do that, you know. You're spending probably, you're going to bed maybe earlier because it's darker and it's cold if you're in the Northeast. Change out your bedding in January. That's another thing that you can do to change the look of your home after the Christmas tree comes down and create something new. Okay, we're going to go to a quick news break, and then we'll be back with more of our show. Again, our phone lines are open at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We'll have a quick news break and much more. The topic today is what to do when the Christmas tree comes down in your home. I think we're having a little bit of glitch here. Some of the equipment has changed a little bit, so let's see if it comes in. If not, I always have something to talk about. We can continue to talk about what's going on. You know what? Let's take a look at the weather. That's something that I didn't do yet, and take a look at what's going on in the weather, and then I'll try the news one more time. According to the National Weather Service, it's currently 40 degrees, which is nice, and a little bit overcast, although it's sunny in the new studios here. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy. On Thursday we're going to have decreasing clouds, but still sunny temperatures. Thursday night is going to be partly cloudy, but with a low of 29 degrees. On Friday it's going to be mostly cloudy, then a chance of rain with a high of 48 during the day. On Friday, there's a 60 to 70% chance of rain and then possibly snow. Well, that's not so good, especially on the weekend. On Saturday, there's a rain-snow mix chance, but then a high of 46. I don't know how those two possibly go together, but we'll see. Saturday night, partly cloudy. On Sunday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 41 degrees. And Sunday night, a low of 27. So I guess we do kind of have a mixed bag when it comes to the weather the following week. Let's try to see if we can bring up the news. If not, we're going to go into more of our design topic today, which is what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. So that's not happening. Okay, so we are back. Our topic today happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down. I want to digress a little bit and talk a little bit about the outside of your house, because as I was coming to studio today, I thought, boy, what a hypocrite I am. As I was coming to studio, I noticed that my mailbox, my Christmas swag with all the greens was up and the nice ribbon. As I was coming up the driveway, the pots have these great cabbages in them, and there's some ribbon there. And then I got to my door, and I have everything from the holidays still up. And one of the things that I tell people to do, and this is the time to do it, we can give ourselves a little bit of slack with what's going on. When you're preparing for the holiday, the Christmas holiday outside, one of the things that I always suggest that people to do is take your planters, take your pots, whatever you have, and just go into the woods or purchase beautiful greens and fill those pots with those greens. Often it's free, or this year I actually used a florist and got some interesting and different greens and added to them, and put them in your pots before everything freezes, right after Thanksgiving. And then you can dress things and adorn them with like winter berries and holiday ribbon and all those things and make them look very Christmassy.
However, in this time of the year, we don't want to get rid of everything because there's really nothing to look at outside. Everything is barren. So a nice thing to do is to get rid of all the ribbon, but keep the greens. So in my case, for example, where my mailbox is, which is very far from the house, I'm going to take off all that holiday ribbon, but I have beautiful greens. I have boxwoods. I have different types of greens, juniper that has a little bit of berries on them that are blue, all sorts of different mixed greens. And that can stay for the winter. It's a pretty to look at. They're all evergreens, and they're not going to go anywhere, so that's a good thing to do. At my entrance, I have, and I talked about this, for the winter, I like to put kale or cabbages, decorated kale or cabbages in the pots because they stay for the winter months and there's something to look at. I did mine in purple. I did a couple of houses for the holidays and we did them in the beautiful sort of creamy white color. What happens is with those cabbages and ornamental kale, as it becomes colder, they get brighter and actually more attractive. The one thing I did was take out all the decorations that went along and just let the cabbages and kale suffice. You can take down all the stuff that says Christmas, but there are a couple of things that I would leave up. One of which is that I happen to do, and a lot of people do that have colonial homes, I do a candle, a plug-in candle in every window. Don't take that down in January. When you come home sometimes at 4:30, it's already dark out. Leave the candle in every window, not a regular candle, a plug-in candle in every window, till maybe, let's say, March. It's really nice when you come home to have that added light. If you have a spotlight on your door, leave the spotlight on your door. You can even keep your wreath up. But instead of having all that red or whatever color you celebrate with ribbon, take that all off and maybe put a white ribbon up. Maybe just have the natural greens by themselves. You know, take the bow off, and then maybe just decorate, maybe put up some firewood in a beautiful pot or some birch logs outside your front door in a beautiful pot. That's a way to decorate for the winter season, and it's festive, but leaving some of it. So those are just some of the things that that you can do after the Christmas tree comes down. White is a great color for January as well in decorating. I'm noticing in the stores I saw a lot of white accessories, beautiful white temple jars and urns and dishes. Stuff like that is very fresh for January and looks nice. One of the things that I posted that I've already started doing for January is forcing bulbs. And if you take a look at my webpage under my name, Richard Scuderi, or I believe Richard Christopher Scuderi on my webpage on Facebook, you'll notice that I posted something. I was in, there's a beautiful new store that opened in New Hope, Pennsylvania, a food store actually, McCaffrey's, and they have a nice little section when you come in for florals. And what they had was forced bulbs. And that's really nice. They do something. They take a small glass vessel, which kind of looks like cruet, which you'd put, you know, anything in. If you put olive oil, probably, and vinegar in them. And in that sort of cruet, that shaped glass, they filled it with water, and they took a bulb. No dirt. They took a bulb, and it's growing right in the water in that shape, in that space. What's a nice thing to do after all that beautiful stuff goes away and your countertop is now empty is get some bulbs, put them in a glass vessel where they're secure and straight, and grow something beautiful. Grow some sort of thing, you know, beautiful in January, something very floral. Maybe you start any sort of bulb, anything that's a bulb that you want. Maybe you have leftover paper white bulbs. White is not necessarily Christmas, it's also just winter. So maybe you do three or four of those in the window. Gather them together, that's really nice. Amaryllis isn't just for Christmas. Put some of those in there. Hyacinths, any sort of flower that you like that's a bulb, you can force and grow and is nice in your windowsill. Another thing that starts coming out pretty soon is primrose. Little primrose you can buy and put those in your window. One of the things that I love doing, and I'm actually running out of counter space in doing, now that I've cleared everything out, is I like to plant herbs, inside herbs in January. And when I'm cooking, I have herbs in my window. And I mean, if you have a garden window, fine, but just on your windowsill or on your kitchen counter, if you have a good amount of natural light. I did four of them this year. I planted rosemary, which is beautiful. And then once the season comes, you can put that rosemary outside and it grows. So I did rosemary as one pot. I did the second one as basil. And basil's so easy. I didn't even start the basil from seed. If you go to the supermarket, you'll notice now when they sell basil, basil comes as a plant with the root. So I took off that night the basil that I would need, and then I planted the rest in dirt. So I had this beautiful basil plant, and it took off. How many times do we make something that has a little bit of a tomato sauce to it that you want to add some fresh basil at the end? Really easy to do. And then I did mint, which was nice. Always nice if you're making drinks to do mint. And then finally cilantro. So those are the four that I have, but I'm buying more pots to do more. Nothing makes, after the holiday is over, nothing makes you think of spring or better times than pots, herb pots, and they smell nice. And then when you're cooking, you're adding to it. So that's something else you can do to your house in January to make it look nice. White candles. I am becoming more and more of a proponent in battery-operated candles and getting away from candles. I just see so much horrible tragedies that have happened because of fires. And they really, the early battery-operated candles were terrible looking. They were just awful looking. Now they're doing LED candles and all sorts of amazing candles. Typically now they're on timers. So if you're out of your house and you can set the time period that the candle is on for. And because now they're doing a lot of LED, that battery never has to be changed. So let's say you get home at 6 o'clock. Set your timer on your candle for 4 to 10 maybe. And then you have beautiful glowing light either in your windows or you're on your dining room table for that evening. And it really makes a difference in the winter to do some of those things. We're going to try news one more time. And if not, we'll continue on with our program. You are listening to Modern Design on WHCR-DB. Nope, not going to happen. Okay, so we are back with our program. It is now, I would say, 3:47, so we're quite a way through our show. I did want to let you know again that our phone lines are open, and I'd love to talk to you. It is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Our topic today happens to be what to do when the Christmas tree comes down and wonderful ideas of things that you can do. In the last segment, we were talking about the outside of your home. A lot of people don't think of the outside of your home in January. You sort of just sort of run in, as many of us do when we're busy and we're leaving early in the morning where it's dark and we're not looking at anything, and we're coming back at nighttime and it's dark. But the weekends will come. People do notice things. So we talked about if you're taking your Christmas tree inside down, you don't have to take everything outside down. If you have a nice natural wreath, take the bow off and do something interesting. Do a bow that looks like birch. I saw in one of the upscale floral marts a roll. It was expensive, but a roll of ribbon that looks like white birch. Beautiful. I've done raffia. I've done things that look like parchment paper, and take that same winter wreath that's not going anywhere and add that to it. Make it look like winter. Taking anything outside, if you stack firewood, if you put firewood in a beautiful vessel, maybe a metal vessel, and put that next to the door, that looks really nice. That's sort of dressing up your house for winter. That can look really nice in the space. A lot of ways to change the outside of your house. Keep the spotlight on the front door if you have one. Keep the candles in the window. We want to get rid of all the ribbon and the stuff that denotes the season. But there are a lot of ways to do natural elements to actually celebrate the winter. Then we talked a little bit about the inside of the house and things that you can do to sort of dress up and refresh. Of course, painting is the easiest. And I talked to you a little bit about the fact that colors are changing and we're going to start to see a return of color. Now, a lot of people tell me in a new floor plan, in the newer houses where the walls are open, they contact me and they do a color consultation because they don't know how to bring color into a space. So let's say, as I said, that Pantone, the standard for color, said for 2021 there was a combination of two colors. They have a nice gray and then they have a sunny bright yellow. And somebody might say to me, well, how am I going to incorporate that into my home? Well, you can do that with, besides with accessories, if you wanted to combine it with paint, you can do that with an accent wall. Now, accent walls are good, but you can't overdo an accent wall. I went to a house and every room had an accent wall. Well, forget it. It looked like a checkerboard. But there are certain places where an accent wall is really good. And one of them happens to be in a powder room. If you want to do something really dramatic, one of the trends for 2021 is to take the wall that the vanity is on, which is kind of new, take the wall that the vanity on and paint that one wall a shock of color, maybe a spruce blue-green, right, and really richen it up with your accessories that go with it. Maybe a new shade, a sort of a shade of pink, just that wall. Or perhaps wallpaper, or perhaps some sort of saturated finish just on that wall. So that's something that new that's trending. In a dining room, as dining rooms are getting a little bit more modern, sometimes it's the wall that the sideboard is on is an opportunity to do a pop of color. So I could think of maybe a transitional dining room where maybe you have a wood table, but you've replaced the chairs to something more modern in fabric. That have grays in them and neutrals and black, and maybe just on that sideboard wall, boom, a pop of bright yellow there might be nice. And then you can accessorize what's on there in white so it will sort of contrast. Bedroom headboard wall, if you have a master bedroom, the last 7 or 8 years people have been replacing their bed, their whole bed, like a poster bed or things like that, and they're replacing it with an upholstered headboard. What a great opportunity to bring in that pop of strong yellow and then accessorize maybe with blues with that and sort of update. So there are a lot of opportunities to work with color. We talked about using candles in the winter. You know, winter in this area is very dark. Let's bring light in. Let's use the new LED candles, battery-operated candles, for safety. Let's cluster them together. Let's do them on our mantles. Let's do them on our sideboard. Let's do them in lots of areas of different sizes. Let's pair them with things that denote the season. Beautiful rocks, beautiful glass. Maybe your color is teal. Maybe get 5 or 6 different size white candles. Put them in a beautiful bowl and have some sea glass with it. That's a wonderful way of bringing in a new look for a new season and have that work for you. This year I'm starting to notice a trend towards greens. People are bringing plants as sort of a look of accessories back into their home. I'm seeing green in everything, and we're going to do an upcoming show about the new trend towards all greens. I even went to a design showroom recently, and featured on one of the main walls was a sofa that was done in, believe it or not, sort of an emerald green velvet and gold accessories. And I thought to myself, this couldn't possibly... I've been on the air so long that people are going back to hunter green and gold. It wasn't exactly a hunter. You know, things come back, but they come back in a slightly different way. It was sort of an emerald green, and it was very elegant. Although the sofa was semi-casual, it was sort of an emerald green velvet. And then the accessories were done in gold, which is fresh looking now because it's just slightly different. So something else to think about for your space, bringing in shades of green. Plants are coming back in. Of course, it's been about 3 or 4 years where succulents are very, very popular. So succulents, bowls of succulents in January are a nice thing to put out. Maybe you have a beautiful bowl that had Christmas balls in it, maybe red and silver, look gorgeous. When you take that out, do something different. Maybe make up a bowl of succulents and put that out. Anything natural. Moss. I've been decorating a lot with moss. If you have a beautiful pot, I have a beautiful blue and white, China blue and white pot. I put wonderful moss in it. I filled it to the top with a filler, and the top is beautiful green moss. So natural elements are a wonderful way to go to decorate your home in January and really enjoy the season. Okay, so we are at 1:53. We have a few more minutes. Our phone lines are open. We are a web-based show, but we do run live from 3 to 4, so if you'd like to call in and discuss anything related to what to do when the Christmas tree comes down, our phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. I'm going to try to take one or two more commercial messages. We'll be back with more of our show, and I'm so glad to be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design, figuring out our new studios and some glitches and things that are happening. Well, we've come to the end of our segment a little bit early. Our clocks are slightly off here, so we're at the end of our segment. I am so excited to be back. Next week, I will have wonderful ideas for you. We're going to work on the trend I was talking about, which is bringing in greens, natural greens, for 2021 as a way to decorate your home, make it healthier, but also trend. So thank you so much for coming back and listening to me. This will repeat in podcast throughout the week, and thanks for being happen. Most important, stay healthy and safe. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.